Christian Audio presents 31 Proverbs to Light Your Path by Liz Curtis Higgs, narrated by Liz Curtis Higgs. To my son, Matt, my daughter, Lily, and my daughter-in-love, Beth, the clear light you each shine on my path brightens and widens my understanding of our world and strengthens my grip on God's mercy. For this and so much more, I love you, Mom. Walk with me. When my physical therapist began our first session with quad sets or a neuromuscular isometric, I knew I was in trouble. He'd already lost me at quad sets, which sounded like four games of tennis. But neuromuscular isometric? Seriously? I blurted out, trying not to laugh. His gaze narrowed. Mrs. Higgs, do you plan on walking again? I sat up straighter in bed, wincing as pain ricocheted through my newly installed bionic knee. Use all the big words you like, just tell me what to do. Following his instructions, I stretched out my leg, pointed my toes toward the ceiling, and slowly pressed the back of my knee into the bed. He counted while I held my muscles in place for 10 seconds. After several repetitions, I shrugged. That's it? I barely moved. Good. Now, 10 more. Once he assured me each rep would strengthen my knee and improve my range of motion, I stopped asking questions and started doing quad sets, ankle pumps, seated knee extensions, and all the other exercises on his clipboard. In due time, I was mobile again, amazed at how a series of seemingly minor steps had carried me along the path to wellness. Which brings me to you. To this book, to right now. You and I will be walking step by step through 31 verses from the book of Proverbs. Left to my own devices, I might have picked only the upbeat verses, the cheerful ones. But when I asked hundreds of women to choose their favorites, they were wise enough to know that we learn more and grow faster when our thinking is challenged and our motives and actions are considered. So, as we look at the verses together, you'll likely find many are comforting, some are a bit unsettling, and a few may squash your toes as they did mine. Yet you can be sure God crafted each word in Proverbs for your benefit, since He promises to instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. Clearly, God will do the leading. I'm here to keep you company. We'll be taking a word-by-word, by-word approach to Bible study. My theory? Better to chew slowly and savor each phrase than to swallow a passage whole and not remember what we ate. I've used more than 30 different English translations to capture the subtle nuances of the original Hebrew and enrich our understanding of His Word. I've included a study guide that further explores each chapter. You might answer the questions as you go, or you may decide to gather with a group of friends and use 31 Proverbs to Light Your Path as a 6-week Bible study. At first glance, the book of Proverbs appears to be a long list of rules about right living. More than one mom has thought about marching up to her teenager's bedroom door and demanding, "How long will you lie there, you sluggard?" And more than one employee has been tempted to tell a coworker who peppers his speech with 4-letter words, "Keep corrupt talk far from your lips." If you're looking for do's and don'ts, Proverbs has plenty to offer. But the deeper truth it contains is wisdom. We'll discover why God calls us to righteousness and how He makes being good possible. We'll learn about our human nature and His divine nature, about the dark alleys to avoid and the well-lit paths to follow. God says of His Word, "This command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life." My goal is not to show you how to be good. My goal is to show you how good God is. At the end of each chapter, I've added a simple challenge. 1 minute, one step, a do-it-now task that requires 60 seconds or less. If you have a notepad, a pen, a Bible, your purse, some stationery, and your phone, that's all you'll need. By moving straight from words to actions, we can immediately apply what we've learned and discover how God uses even the smallest steps
Sample complete. Ready to continue?